Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. In the work that I'm occupied in, this time of the year is a very busy time for us. You know, I find it very easy to neglect important things. Let me share with you what I'm talking about. You know, in our work from day to day, we get wrapped up in our occupation and all that we have in our busy schedules to do, and maybe some of you, this isn't so busy a time of the year as it is for others, and yet maybe for some of you it is. And you know, it's very easy for us to get caught up in all that we're doing, isn't it? And sometimes we neglect, in doing so, we neglect the most important things in life. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." He said that's the greatest commandment. And if Jesus said that's the greatest commandment, then it is. And that means it's really important. In fact, very, very important. So, how do we do that? How does that come a reality in our lives? Well, I believe that the way we develop a relationship, a love relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, is much in the same way that we would develop a relationship, a loving relationship with someone else in our life here. As you learn to know someone and appreciate them and even love them, you can only do so if you spend time together and communicate, talk together, be transparent with each other, be willing to open your heart and share together, then you can learn to appreciate and love another individual. But there has to be that communication, otherwise it doesn't happen. And you know, it's that same way with the Lord Jesus Christ, too, in our lives, isn't it? If we really want to learn to know, to love, how to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, soul, and mind, you know, we have to cultivate that relationship with Him, don't we? It is that way. And so, remember, Jesus said it's the greatest commandment. It really is very important. Now, getting back to what I was saying at first, you know, with our busy schedules, with being a really busy time of the year, it's easy to push that aside, isn't it? Oh, we have so many other important things to do and good things to do. I mean, after all, you know, we are husbands and fathers, and we need to provide for our families and keep our businesses running. But do we really neglect the most important things in doing so? I think there are times when we are very busy like that, that, you know, we do. Sometimes we miss a day or so, and having a regular time of meditation in the Word of God. But remember what I said yesterday about how thoughts become actions, actions become habits. Habits become character. You know, if we're not careful, we neglect to cultivate that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we let it slip a day or two or three, and then maybe we have our time with the Lord again. Oh, but then we're still so busy, and we let it slip again. If we're not careful, it will become a habit. And habits are hard to break. And the more we neglect to cultivate a good, loving relationship with Jesus Christ, the further we're going to go and get away from Him. It works that way. When we don't communicate with Him, when He doesn't communicate with us, our love for him wanes. It doesn't get stronger, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker. You know, if you don't see someone, maybe a cousin or a friend, for a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, what is the likelihood that your relationship and love and appreciation for them is going to get any better or increase? We know the answer to that. It just doesn't happen, does it? But if you can really fellowship together and communicate together and have really good times together regularly, why, it only enhances your relationship and your appreciation for them. Well, that's what I'm trying to say here, how it is with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's only as we connect with him on a regular basis can we ever learn to love him as we ought. That's why I said that we neglect sometimes the most important things, because we don't see it as the most important thing. Someone said, the most important things in life aren't things. And, you know, I think there's some truth in that. I think there's a lot of truth in that. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is only going to grow and prosper as we connect with him on a regular basis. I want to watch over that relationship in my life very, very diligently, very, very carefully. I want the Lord Jesus Christ to be the first love in my life, and he needs to be the first love in your life. Why then should we neglect the most important thing in life? And that is cultivating a love relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very easy to do, to neglect. It really is. What are the most important things in your life? You know, that's a good question for us to ask ourselves, isn't it? Is having a very well-maintained and manicured farm more important to you than your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it more important for me to have, for you to have, one of the most best producing dairy herds in the county, or with the DHIA, I think that's the name of that organization? Is it more important to you to have one of the best herds? Is that more important to you than really having a love relationship with Jesus Christ? You know, and those are questions we all need to ask ourselves. What is more important to me than that? Is having a good business, a very, very profitable business, is that more important to me than having a love relationship with Jesus Christ? If it is, there's something terribly wrong. You know, we look at some young folks sometimes who are more concerned about the way their hair looks and how they appear to others, or how their clothing fits and things like that. They're more concerned about that sometimes than the Lord Jesus Christ, having a relationship with him. And we can point at that, and, you know, we can say, well, you know, that just isn't right. But how about us older folks who are more mature? At least we should be anyway. And, you know, how about us? Are there things in my life that's more important to me, really, than having a loving relationship with Jesus Christ? If it is, there's something terribly wrong. Well, my advice to all of you this morning, take the time to cultivate a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. It is the first and the greatest commandment. May God give you wisdom and grace today to live that way and to learn to love him that way. I tell you, the rewards are incredible. David said in the Psalms, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. And that was this, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, or in his presence, forever. Why did he say that? Because David had learned there is not a better place to be. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. There is such fulfillment, such security, and such contentment. The world can't begin to touch it. And friend, if you have never experienced that, oh, get your heart right with God. And see for yourself. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless your day.